This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know what's possible after you release it. Lately, we've been talking about how to handle your unanswered prayer. First, we said that we would trust God in His silence. Second, when we see no proof or evidence in sight that our prayer is being answered, we turn to Habakkuk 3:17, which says, "When the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vine, still I will rejoice in the Lord." You rejoice knowing that God is resolving matters better than you could have imagined. Your third step now is to release your unanswered prayer into God's hands. That's interesting because you might think if you've already rejoiced, then surely you've released it. Not necessarily. Consider those times when you claim you've turned a matter over to God, only to find yourself preoccupied with it 30 minutes later. When I turn to the scriptures, I'm reminded of Hannah, who longed to have a child for years, and at one point became depressed and even stopped eating. One day, Hannah went into the tabernacle to pray and to express her anguish when the priest told her to go in peace, and God would answer her petition. Hannah went away in peace. She started eating again, and her face was no longer sad. Shortly thereafter, she conceived her first child and would go on to have five more. When you truly release something, your state of preoccupation turns to a state of peace. Tune into the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel today as I share my own journey with releasing my unanswered prayer. But before you do, remember these words: you will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. Isaiah 26:3. So today, release it.